We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. The Japan House at the University of Illinois will host traditional tea ceremonies and showcase Japanese art pieces for the spring open house on Saturday. There will be 3 one-hour tea ceremonies led by the Chado Yurasang Tankakai Urbana-Champaign Association. Gardener Suzanne Kapachinkas will also lead 45-minute garden tours at 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. for $5 per person. The event will also feature miniature Ikebana pieces, which are flower arrangements rooted in Buddhism, by students from the Japanese Arts and Aesthetics class. Special guests, including tea professor Bruce Hamina and expert Omar Francis, will demonstrate a formal tea gathering alongside students at 2 p.m. The Urbana Board of Education approved 2 new administrative roles at their meeting Tuesday night. The board approved the appointment of Chastity Beckless for the Director of Equity and School Improvement and Jessica Bradford as the Director of Curriculum and Student Learning. Beckless currently serves as principal for Lincoln Elementary School in Evanston and previously worked as an equity leader in the Urbana Leading for Equity initiative. Bradford has worked as Barksdale Elementary School's principal since 2018. The Savoy Board of Trustees will vote on funding a construction project agreement with Champaign County. This agreement will push Champaign County to provide $862,500 to fund the Curtis Road Grade Separation and Complete Streets project. This project will convert the train crossing at Curtis Road and Dunlap Avenue into a viaduct that will allow cars to pass underneath the tracks. This plan has been in discussion for more than a decade, but has never been finalized due to the lack of funding. With $22 million from the government and $862,500 from the county, this plan could finally come to fruition if passed. The Healthy Champaign County hosted the Feeding Champaign County Food Summit at the I Hotel in Champaign, which saw more than 90 Central Illinois organization leaders to increase food access. The event saw the leaders brainstorm ideas on the fight against hunger. All of the leaders met in one room, which helps prevent projects from overlapping with another. Currently, they're in the works of preparing a resource fair, which aims to give more information to the community in order to make a difference. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, and Nick Rocho. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Ian and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.